Respect.
Hi, Nick. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi, Tina. I'm all things considered generally okay. Thank you.
Oh, good. I'm happy to hear that. I know last we spoke, you were kind of going through a lot, so I'm happy to hear that things are on the up and up. I was just following up.
Yeah.
Well, right. I know last we spoke, I let you know that we were having trouble processing two past due payments, and I let you know that if you wanted to cancel, I could just reduce everything to the 149, and then that would take care of the past due amount, and then we could either put the account on a hold or we can cancel it to prevent further charges until you're back on your feet. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So what I'd like to do, I remember our conversation. It's going to be about right now I have no money in the account.
Okay.
That's the bottom line at the moment. Probably my son and I reached out to a couple of guys I know in the business, and they're going to help my son finish the couple of jobs that we actually have.
That's probably
going to take. They're going to work Thursday and Friday next week, and he's working next week, and they're going to assist him with finishing up the job the end of next week. So it's probably going to be around at least 2 weeks before I have any revenue at all. Right now my account, my business account is actually overdrawn. So
okay.
I'm pretty sure I'm just going to take you up on your offer for whatever it was, the 197 or whatever the amount was there.
149. Yep.
Okay, whatever it was. But it's going to be at least 2 weeks, something between 2 and 3 weeks, until we, not we, I'm not going to be doing it, but until we get the, get this job finished and we get some revenue, and even though it's only a very small amount, as I said, our account is actually overdrawn at the moment. So all payments are being refused for everybody. So
yeah, no problem.
If you could call me in not before 2 weeks, but around somewhere around 2 weeks, I might be able to between 2 and 3 weeks. I should be able to pay the amount that you require. And
sounds good. So I'll call you on the 17th, only because your billing date is on the 22nd, and I want to make sure that just in case, you know, you don't have the funds by then, we come up with a game plan, because I don't want another payment to stack on top of it, you know. So I'll call you on the 17th, and we'll just see where you're at that time, okay?
Okay, good. And if you don't get me for some reason, just please try again.
Of course.
We'll look forward to talking to you at that time.
Okay, no problem. And I always look forward to talking to you as well. So have a great rest of your week too, okay?
Yeah. I actually had a follow-up visit with the surgeon today, this afternoon.
Oh, and, I'm happy that things are better. The surgeon said good things?
Yeah. And they're going to start me on a heart rehab program, which is sort of like an exercise program, but, you know, specific to my surgery anyway. And I'm going to start that. Well, they want to talk to the cardiologist first next week. And then if that goes okay, and then they took action, of course they do all that stuff. Then I'm going to start in a rehab program, but it's specifically for heart surgery patients. So
Glad. Well, you sound like you're in really good hands, so that's good. And it's amazing what the medical professionals are doing right now with technology and all, you know, so that's really good. They're taking good care of you.
It is. I've said this to like everybody I've talked to. It's absolutely amazing. They sent me home from the hospital. I had a triple bypass open heart surgery, right? So my heart was stopped for an hour while I was on the heart lung machine, and could you imagine, they sent me home from the hospital 4 days.
Wow. That's crazy. I didn't think it would go that fast. Wow. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Well, fortunately, we have a hospital here in Sarasota that's really, really world-class. And we have a lot of old people, too. So they get a lot of practice, you know? And
that's funny.
I didn't know I didn't know when it started, but apparently there's various ratings and stuff, and it's really a super super high rating for you know these kinds of procedures. But you know, like I said, we have a big retired population here, elderly old population. I've got young people too, but you know where. They get a lot of practice because there's a lot of guys like me that getting to the point where this is sort of almost normal now anymore. So.
Wow.
Anyway.
Wow.
Yeah,
well, you're a walking
miracle.
That's
amazing.
Such good. Yeah, I was going to tell you years ago. I think, gosh, it must be over a decade ago. I worked for the Leukemia Lymphoma Society, and they had stats that like 10 years. Prior, even with all the treatment and technology, there was about a 4% remission rate. And by the time I stopped working there, the remission rate had grown to over 90%. So I'm like, wow, it's amazing. Yeah, they're probably almost coming up with a way to kick it because, I mean, going from 4% to 90-something percent was a big change, you know? So I'm like, wow, it's amazing.
Yeah. It is absolutely amazing.
Good
to talk to you again, and
you check
back with me in 2 or 3 weeks, and we'll try to get it taken care of.
Okay, you got it. I'll talk to you on the 17th, and in the meantime, have a great rest of your evening, too.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay, bye.